The travails of a bill to restrict sex offender gun rights highlights how reluctant Idaho lawmakers are to pass any kind of gun regulation. Heath Drusen has more.
Anyone convicted of sexual battery of a minor under 16 already loses their gun rights in Idaho. This bill would extend that restriction to those convicted of sexual battery of a 16 or 17-year-old. It passed the Idaho House Thursday on a close vote, but only after more than a week of delay and negotiation. Representative Melissa Wintrow, the Boise Democrat who sponsored the bill, says it met resistance after the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance pressured members to oppose it. Wintrow says she reluctantly removed the language that included crimes like enticement and taking indecent photos of 16 and 17-year-olds to give the bill a better chance to pass.
It's deeply troubling that an interest group would have that much influence to scare, influence, threaten lawmakers in this building.
The bill would still allow offenders to petition to restore their gun rights. In explaining his opposition to the bill, Second Amendment Alliance President Greg Pruitt appeared to downplay the seriousness of the crimes outlined in the legislation.
It's another issue where there's a nonviolent crime and they're trying to prohibit somebody from having their rights restored for a nonviolent crime.
The bill now goes to the Senate. From the Capitol, Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.